My name is George Hanna, and I live in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. And this story is about my husband, Bob, who died of COVID. And the events of what led up to it. Our daughter came to visit us from Montana, where she lives, and she brought her beau to meet my husband. I had already met him, and we had a party in celebration of her coming, and it was 5 days later that my husband came down with COVID. And 2 days after that, I came down with it as well. And we were home. One of my close friends happens to be a respiratory therapist. And I was speaking with her on the phone and telling her how sick we both were. And she said, "I can hear it in your voice. And you need to go, you need to call 911. And I was like, "No, I'll be fine." And my nephew, who is on the rescue squad, called after that and said, "I can hear it in your voice, you need to call." So I did, and I called, and they came, and they had masks and gloves, but our local fire department didn't have the big suits and everything. And they came and they took my vital signs, listened to my lungs, and said, "You need to go." And then the way it works in Westmoreland, they call Keene, and Keene comes. So I got taken to the hospital. And my husband stayed at home. And I was in the hospital for 2 days. And he called me and told me, "I'm calling 911. I really can't breathe. And so we'll have a double seater at the hospital." He was a lovely, lovely man. Made a joke out of everything. And so he called them. And because Keene made a fuss about how our local guys just took me and they didn't have all the garb, these two kids showed up at our doorstep, according to my husband, and he knew them because he worked with their kids. He was a speech therapist, and he knew them from the school. And he met them at the door, and he said, "You know, I have a spirometer, and I can't make the little balls go up the way they should." And they stood 6 feet away in these space suits, and he said, "They never listened to my lungs. They never took my temperature. They never touched me. There was a door between us." And they said, "Eh, you're fine." They made him blow in the thing again. He could make the balls go up. They said, "Ah, you're fine." And they left. And 2 days later, he was dead. And, you know, as I said, my nephew is a firefighter. He knew the guys that came to the house. My sister was like, "Don't make a stink about this." But I went to the firehouse once I calmed down. and I was no longer contagious. And I went to the firehouse and I spoke to the chief. And he gave me the records of the visit. And they filled in all the blanks. And he told me that they took his vital signs and that they assessed him and said that he was just nervous. And that's why he couldn't. And they, you know, and I believed him that they never took. So I have the records. They don't reflect at all what happened. And I know my husband didn't have a lean bone in his body, and he would not have wanted me to sue. My friends, on the other hand, all said, you should sue. But no, I wouldn't do that. And but he was, as my neighbor who brought me here said, you know, he was a Renaissance man. He had a million hobbies. He loved to fish. He loved to cook. He wound the clock in our little village. And, you know, he was brilliant. He was really a very, very smart man. And to have him end like that was horrible.